You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of the 2008 ICAC IDSA Joint Conference. The conference took place in Washington, D.C. from October 25th through October 28th, 2008.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, editorial director of The Body Pro. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who have actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
Hi, my name is Christine Revasian, and I'm a second-year master's student and a pharmacotherapy resident from the University of Texas at Austin.
Tell me a little bit about your study.
Okay, this study is a national survey of hospitalized patients with HIV, and we wanted to assess the differences in comorbidities for blacks and whites. And we have data from 1996 to 2005, and basically what we concluded is that African Americans had higher rates of opportunistic infection and substance abuse compared to whites. However, blacks had lower rates of hepatitis C co-infection compared to whites. And so we looked at the independent predictors of our outcomes, which were hospital mortality and length of stay. And we concluded that opportunistic infection, substance abuse, and older age were all associated with increased length of stay and increased mortality within our data set.
What was the most surprising thing?
Well, the most surprising thing, which people have been asking you about all day today, is that why is there a lower rate of hepatitis C infection within our population? Now, we can't answer that, but we're currently investigating, well, why do we have lower rates of hepatitis C infection? There have been conflicting reports in the literature as to whether there are higher rates of co-infection, so our study supports one side of that conflict, but we're not exactly sure as to why that is.
Are you continuing to do this?
Oh, yes, absolutely. This is actually a part of my thesis project for May of 2009, and so we're now evaluating the trends in mortality and the trends in the length of stay, and to evaluate whether the racial gaps are actually closing over time or if they're getting worse over time. And so that's what we're currently working on.
Could you tell me some of the characteristics of the demographics?
Sure. Most of our patients were Caucasian, African American, and most had substance abuse and opportunistic infections.
And they had opportunistic infections because they were diagnosed late?
We don't have information to when they were diagnosed, but again, most of them had opportunistic infections probably because they had advanced disease when they were hospitalized.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from the 2008 ICAC IDSA Joint Conference. For more coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/ICAAC2008.